Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
4 years ago, when we were helping out with the Wood County Show, we started looking around. We, as saying that I have a mouse in my pocket, that we started looking around and said, you know, I think it's time for Clark County to host again. We can show many things here in Clark County. We're about as rural can be. And we want to promote our community, our county, and our state.
Mm-hmm.
And we're centrally hearted in the dairy part of it. Agriculture is very, very large here. You know that as well as us. It's all agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
We've got many diversifications, such as poultry. We have the swine. We have the forestry. We have a lot that's there. So, yes, we're right here, and we're promoting it.
Now, you've had to bring together a lot of folks in support of the show, not the least of which was the host farmers, and then there's all your volunteers and the committee members. Any hesitation?
No, not yet. But, you know, you're going, you know, we got 35 days left, you know. I says, on the 36th day, we will rest, you know. But things are going very well. We take one thing at a time. Right now, we're focusing on the volunteers. All the other committees are up and running very, very well. I'm very impressed on how things are going. You look at what the food tents are doing. You look at how grounds and tent city and utilities, they all got to work together. And I told them, I said, there are going to be three or four of you committees that are going to be working together. So that's how we established our committee structure. The committee structure is the number one thing to get them, such as your tents, your grounds, and your utilities and parking. Get those all taken care of. And it's been working very well.
I got to ask you, since you kind of started with these volunteer efforts, are you noticing a change in anything? The age of the people that are active? The different types of the committees. Tell me a little bit, if you think back to your first one and versus today, what changes you've noticed?
Well, it's the same people working. We got older. And that's what we're looking at right now. But we're trying to promote our youth into this as much as possible and make sure that they understand you need to do this in your life. You need to do this and do some community involvement. Anytime I give out a scholarship, that we give out scholarships at our students, and I tell them every year, you know, it's great to get this scholarship, but somebody gave you one. And when you get financially set up, you need to do that for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And this is a part of it, too, because of we're a strong community, and we help each other out. And we need to teach our children that, too, and grandkids.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, and that generational we're seeing in the family activities, and also in your theme, where tradition and technology meet. Clark County really does have an awfully unique play on that here.
Yes, we do. As we're looking at rustic occasion here, and we looked out the one of the windows, and you've seen an Amish farm right there, and then you've seen a farm that's the way they used to milk cows. And then you see what rails have. We're featuring the robots this year. How many other farm shows can do that? It's unbelievable where our technology and traditions do meet. You know, it's fun.
Well, and you're not just technology. Tell me about how you're trying to incorporate neighbors that might not be acquainted at all with technology.
Yes, because we sent out, there's 108 bishops in our county. And we sat them and sent them out a letter and showed them what route to bring in so that they're invited to this. But just follow our rules a little bit so nobody can get hurt. Because you know how traffic is.
Yeah.
If you've got 15, 20,000 people coming in a day's time, plus Wednesday night we have our concert, and we got to figure out how to take care of our traffic.
Yeah.
Well, we think we got a handle on it. We think we do.
What did they, I mean, I am curious what the response was to the letter. What did the bishop say? Have you had conversation with what you call plainclothes neighbors?
Correct. They were really thankful that we were thinking about them. This came out of planning and zoning and ag and extension, and as well as our Board of Health. We wanted to work with them. We work with a lot of the departments in the courthouse, and this is what really helps. It's our tool. We use it. We utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
We're small and we need to use it.
Right. Are they going to play an active role in the show that you're aware of?
Yes, there are. There are some buildings that the Amish have built. All right. They're going to be used as... We're not using all store cores, but we're using some of the buildings that they're using, that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see them on the site, and they will be for sale. Our first ones are only like 4 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bring some, and we even got a log cabin coming in.
Hmm.
So it's something unique, and there are people that are in the Mennonite area that are, they have booths and lots here too.
Hmm.
So we're happy.
Yeah.
We want everybody to be the different diversifications. They all specialize in something.
Yep.
Let them go out there and market their products.
Right. Let's talk about down the road. We're going to have a successful show in Clark County, no doubt. What advice are you sharing with those that are listening in, Chuck, about, oh boy, I'd sure love to try this, but what do they have to think through 2025 and beyond? Because that's what we're looking at now. You're the man on the information. What do they have to think through?
It's hard to believe that when you say that 2025, it's only 3 years away.
Yeah.
And it takes 3 years to plan.
Yeah.
It really does. And you figure out what it cost us 17 years ago when we hosted and what it costs now to do. You know, we're at a $2 million budget. And we do a lot of in-kinds. We don't have the resources or finances of other counties that are a lot larger than we are. But we do very well with in-kind. What do you need? What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Let us help you out. This is what we are. We're a tight-knit community, and it works out very well. I'm happy what we've gotten so far.
I'm
very happy.
Would you ever imagine this kind of a show going to more of an urbanized county?
I can't see it, but we've seen it happen. It's a challenge. You think you're going to get them, but where we look at agriculture right now, especially in our county, you see it's if you travel down our highways and byways, you see the plainclothes people. You know, we're at 35% of our population in our county is plainclothes. So go from there and see what we got. That's why we're trying to promote it and address those people also.
Now, is there anything the state could do more to kind of help not just Clark County, but groups either on the front end, midsection, or on the tail end, in your opinion, Chuck? I mean, we've got the executive committee in county, then we've got the Wisconsin Farm Technology Day board. You got a general manager. Is there anything that could be done or fine-tuned for the future?
You know, we had a meeting with them here about 3 or 4 months ago, and we told them there are things that you should be more responsible for, and then the county be less responsible for, because it's getting harder and harder to do these shows.
Yes.
And we're moving from county to county.
Yes.
Would a permanent site be different? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I always said, if you want a permanent site, let us know, and we might be thinking about a site here in Clark County that we could do. Anytime the show is located in the central part, we have some very good response to that. And agriculture is changing. You know that as much as I do. It's changing dramatically day to day, faster, pacer, you know. Look what they can do in an hour when cultivating the soil. What they do in an hour today took us 2 days, 20 years ago. Technology has changed in 17 years since we've done the show.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.